Hello, it's the 13th of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. According to data provided by the Home Office, the number of police community support officers patrolling Bedfordshire's communities has been reduced by 55% since 2015. John Murphy, the Beds Police Chief Superintendent, agreed that PCO numbers have declined, but that active police officer totals have actually increased. He said that prior to 2015, PCSOs were heavily relied upon, but a post-austerity policy review has introduced an additional number of specialised policing teams. He concluded that Bedfordshire has one of the highest proportions of police officers committed to community policing in the country. A burst water main in Clapham High Street caused flooding problems over the weekend for both residents and businesses. Anglian Water, in a statement, said they were working quickly to make the complicated repair, which was next to a gas main. Bedfordshire Fire and Rescue are increasingly responding to incidents that don't involve an actual fire, ranging anywhere from flooding to suicide attempts, according to Home Office data. General Secretary for the Fire Brigade Union, Matt Rack, said, despite firefighters being increasingly relied upon to go above and beyond to save lives and property, resources are being cut to the bone. The BFU are currently considering a 7% pay increase offer in order to avert strike action. A new Channel 4 DIY show produced by Reese Witherspoon's Hello Sunshine production company is looking for Bedfordshire residents who have been abandoned by home contractors. The new show, hosted by Stacey Solomon, will provide tips and empower viewers to make some of those repairs on their own. That's all from me today. However, I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.